Hi, welcome home. Took you long enough. Where have you been? Oh, right, you had a class at 6 p.m., correct? From 6 to 7:30? Oh, okay, 7:45, gotcha. I mean, it's about 10:30 p.m. right now, so... What took you so long? I know it wasn't a long walk from campus to your place. It took me like less than 30 minutes to walk here from the parking lot on campus, so... What were you doing, It's not safe walking home alone this late at night, you know? You went to the movies after class? Alone? With friends? Yeah, right. Like you have friends. I'm just kidding. You don't have to get so worked up like that over a silly joke. Just asking because I'm curious. Why? Because I'm worried about you. My favorite classmate in the whole world. I mean, it is kind of funny. To me, at least. I love seeing your reactions whenever I tease you. It's a hobby of mine. I just like doing it. What am I doing here? It's a party and I got invited? Jeez, are you that dense? And here I thought you were a smartass. Turns out you're just a dork. Well, why not? Why can't I be in your room? For all I know, this could have been your roommate's room. I just wanted to chill somewhere more quiet, so I picked a random room. Your roommate said it was fine, so I assumed it was theirs. Did that answer your question? I mean, if there's a problem, talk to your roommate about it. Don't be mad at me. I'm just an innocent bystander. And by that look of yours, I'm guessing you didn't know about the party either. Oof, yeah. I sense the lack of communication between you and your roommates. If only you were a bit more outgoing. Maybe they would feel more comfortable telling you about the party. I mean, you definitely look like someone who needs to relax a little bit and have a drink or two. When was the last time you truly relaxed and let loose, Lucky for you, there's a party going on right now, right here. So, just relax. Go get a drink and enjoy yourself. Why not? You need to learn to relax for real. What are you so worried about? The midterms are over. That's what we're celebrating. Or at least everyone else is. Everyone else except you, I guess. No, I'm not leaving your room. Never. Why should I leave? I like it here. It's fun here. Teasing you is enough entertainment for me. Want me to leave? Make me. Oh, but just FYI, if you put your hands on me, I will pour my drink all over your bed. So just let me hang out here and we won't have a problem. I kind of like it here. But, I can't guarantee I won't tease you anymore, though. I just love teasing you. Your reactions bring me all sorts of joy. Plus, I'm here to keep you company so you're not all alone by yourself on a Friday night. I mean, what else are you gonna do right now? Assignments? What assignments? You can't be serious right now. Midterms just ended this week. There's no way there are any assignments due this week. What? I'm sorry, what next week's assignments? Are you kidding me right now? Oh my goodness. Can't you just chill for one night? You can start them next Monday. It's Friday night right now. Have some fun. Don't you know how to relax? Also, I noticed you're acting strange lately. I mean, no stranger than usual. You're just shy normally, but recently it's like you're trying to avoid me or something. Doing homework when I'm right here in your room? Trying to get me out too? Like, what's up with you? Any other person would be dying to have me in their room. Are you perhaps nervous because I'm here by any chance? Or perhaps you're excited that I'm even in your room right now. Which is it? I know your type. The shy, introverted student that gets super awkward and nervous when talking to the pretty and popular student, right? I know your type so well. You wished you could get close to her and be able to talk to her without being awkward, right? Well, I'm here now. Don't you want to talk to me? Why are you so quiet, like you're trying to avoid me? Is it my clothes that are too revealing for your taste? Or is it perhaps that you still hold a grudge against me for that one time my presentation got picked as the best in the class? Or when I got the Outstanding Student Award that one semester when you came in second? Or was it the fact that I, quote unquote, stole your scholarship this semester? Oops, looks like I struck a nerve, didn't I? That got a strong reaction from you, huh? Who would have thought the pretty student is also good academically? You know you were not the only smart student in high school, right? We're in college now. No matter how smart and good you were, there are bound to be people who are better than you. But that doesn't mean you're not a good student. You just gotta keep your head down and keep working. Maybe not now, but I meant like in general. Now we need to relax. More specifically, you need to relax. Nope. I'm not leaving. Why do you want me to leave so bad? I thought you had a crush on me. Now you want me to leave. Isn't this what you always dreamt of? Oops. Did I strike another nerve? God, you're so fun to tease. Ugh, fine. If you want me to leave that badly, then I guess there's no other choice. Since you don't want to relax and my teasing got you all worked up, I might as well go all the way and make you even more nervous. Here, let me get on your lap. Hi there. Is this too close for your comfort? Good. I want you to be uncomfortable. I'm not leaving, and you are definitely not going anywhere unless I said so. Got it? Good. If you don't behave, I will punish you. Now, answer me this. Do you like me? Oh, you're flustered. That's cute. So, do you think I'm pretty? How do I know? Well, let's just say I just do, okay? Plus, it's not exactly hard not to notice when you're staring at me in class when I'm not looking, and then you try to pretend like you didn't do it when I turn around. It's all really cute, and I like it. Maybe that's why you got distracted with your studies, and perhaps forgot to submit your scholarship application in time. Yeah, that's right. I didn't steal your scholarship. Those are given out on a first-come, first-served basis, and you just happened to submit your application a day late. How do I know? A little birdie told me so. What a shame that a smart student like yourself would make such a silly mistake. What happened? Could it be that thinking about me got you distracted? You're blushing again. I think it's very cute when you're like this. I know your type. The shy, introverted type that usually sits in the back of the class minding your own business. The type that sort of has trouble talking to the pretty and popular student, huh? Like, when you see someone pretty, you would marvel at their beauty and think to yourself, wow. She is so pretty. Or, wow, no way she would notice me. And you would start to notice things like, oh, she has such a pretty smile, right? Hey, do you like my smile? Judging by the way you're looking at me right now, I will take that as a yes. Whenever you see me in class, do you get these feelings that, like, you want to be with me or at least be close to me? Do you want to be able to talk to me regularly without being awkward? Do you want to be the one that makes me smile and laugh? Well, I'm here now, aren't I? What are you gonna do now? Oh my, is that the music beats playing from the speaker, or is it your heartbeat that's beating this fast? Oh yeah, I do know, because my hands are resting on your chest. This entire time. Too nervous to speak up? Or you don't know what to do in this situation? Is it perhaps you think that I'm out of your league? Isn't that why you're so quiet right now? Can I ask you something else then? Why do you think we're always in the same classes, Why do you think that is? I mean, we're in the same major, sure, but that doesn't really explain why we always attend the same classes at the same time, every week, every semester, since freshman year. Could it be that I also enjoy seeing you every day? And that's why I tried to get into the same class as you. Could it be that I find you cute and adorable? Perhaps. What do I want? Oh, I think you know what I want. What? No, I'm not joking. This isn't a joke. Can you stop that? Stop being so hard on yourself. Do you feel so unworthy of me that you think I might have an ulterior motive? Like, I can't possibly find you cute or attractive? Like, I'm probably faking this just to tease you for fun? I mean, teasing you is fun to me, but that's beside my point. Is that what you're worried about? So instead of letting yourself go and enjoying this moment, you might be sitting here worried and anxious, not wanting this moment to stop because it feels so good to be wanted, but terrified that the other shoe will drop any second. This girl can't possibly like you, right? She's just doing this to set you up, to humiliate you, and potentially hurt you. Well, since you won't stop being so hard on yourself, why won't I add more to that mess in your mind? What if I told you that I'm being sincere and I do really find you cute and have no ulterior motives at all? But, on the other hand, maybe you're right to be worried and anxious. Maybe I'm just messing with you after all, since teasing you is fun and because I know you hate it. Maybe I did it because I simply think it's funny to mess with the quiet student. Well, who do you choose to believe? Do you want to trust me or yourself? Do you trust yourself enough to believe I'm telling the truth? Let me help you decide, yeah? Who do you believe more? You. Or. Me. Does that help you to decide who to believe? If not, I guess I need to do it again then. How about now? Do you believe me now? Or should I put my hands under your shirt? Like this? Do you like it when I caress you gently like this? If it was hard to not think about me before, it will be impossible for you to think about anything or anyone but me now. Yeah, I'll be living in your head rent-free 24/7 now. And I think that's a good thing. For me, at least. Should I take your top off? Should I do that? Yeah, you would love that, wouldn't you? I know you do. What the? Oh, it's my phone. Who the f is calling me? My friend is calling me. Hold up, I better take this. Hello? Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm still at the party. Where are you at? No, I'm pretty sure I'm still at the party. Why, what's wrong? Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah, I'm coming. Meet me outside. All right. Well, apparently one of my friends blacked out and vomited in the bathroom downstairs, so we're gonna take her home. I need to get help my friend home, so I better get off now. But this isn't over, just so you know. I won't stop until I take over your life completely. Well, I'll let you get back to your assignments now, I guess. As if you can return to doing homework after that. Hey, if you still haven't decided whether or not to believe me, next time we meet, then let's just say you won't be able to focus on your studies for the rest of the semester. And I mean that literally. I will make sure of it. Okay, bye. See you next week. Oh my, look who it is. If it isn't my favorite hardworking student. Oh, sorry. Did I startle you? Did I interrupt your studies? Probably not, because you were so focused on looking at your phone just now. Why? Do you have the notes on your phone or something? Sure didn't look like that. Because if that was the case, your notes app sure looks awfully similar to Instagram. I was just messing with you. I could not care less what you do on your phone. Well, maybe just a little bit. I was looking for you, and I thought I might find you here. Just a thought. To see you, obviously. To see what you're up to. To see how you've been since, you know, our last encounter. Remember that? I'm gonna take that as a yes, considering how you're stuttering. Couldn't even put together a coherent sentence. So, what are you up to right now? Besides studying, duh. I can see the open books and notepad, but that wasn't my question. I'll repeat my question. What are you up to right now? Again with the lies. Okay, sure. You're studying. Shh. You don't want to cause a scene in the library, right? So just let me see this. Okay, so let me get this right. You're studying for advanced trigonometry with notes from professional writing? Oops. Didn't think that would get you riled up like that. I was just messing with you. You know how much I love teasing you. What am I doing here? To also study? Just kidding. I already finished all assignments for this week. I'm here to see you. And to... Why? Why the hell not? Why can't I just hang out with my favorite hardworking student who seems to always finish second to my first? Sorry. I didn't mean to pour salt on the wound. I'm here because I have something on my mind and I wanted to clear my head a bit, you know? Wanted to see you. So I can clear my head a bit. How? Well, by teasing you, of course. Teasing you brings me joy. Haven't I already told you that like 1,000 times? So, a little birdie told me that someone I've been interested in just got paired up with another girl for a final project from one of my classes. And it doesn't sit right with me. Just a little bit. Who is it? Why do you want to know? Do you actually like me or something? Well, last time I checked, you didn't give me an answer, so we are not a thing. And I barely see you often anymore. Are you trying to avoid me or something? Well, are you? Are you still hung up on what I said last time? Are you still not over that? Looks like I still have a lot of work to do. What do I mean by that? Wouldn't you like to know, nerd? I'm kidding. Jeez, for someone who's so good at learning, you sure don't know how to learn to take a joke. Leave? No, I like it here. So what if there are other empty tables in the library? I like this one because you're here. You can go back to whatever you were doing before I got here and just pretend like I'm not here. Unless that's too hard for you. I won't be a distraction, I promise. Unless you're the one who can't concentrate. I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just sitting here. What? I'm not doing anything. You're the one that keeps looking up at me. I'm literally just sitting here minding my own business. See? You're looking up again. Still not my fault. I mean, if I'm that distracting to you, then you can just move to another location. Oh, but wait. All the other seats and desks are taken. Tell me the truth. Are you just saying that to get rid of me? Hoping that somehow by saying I'm distracting you that I would go away? Oh, how naive you are. The more you say it, the more I want to stay. Why? Because seeing you nervous brings me joy. How else would I be able to see you like this? Unless I do this. There. That's better now, isn't it? You must have liked this too, right? Seeing how flustered you got. What? Can't get your tongue? Aw, you can't even muster up a word. That is so cute. Nope. I'm not getting off. Why should I? You're clearly enjoying this as much as I like teasing you. If you push me off, I will scream. You wouldn't want that to happen, right? We're in a somewhat crowded school library where everyone is just trying to study, and then they hear a loud scream coming from the back of the library. Wouldn't that raise suspicion? And when they get here, all they see is a pretty girl helpless on the floor. Wouldn't that get you even more unwanted attention? I mean, isn't the reason why you went all the way to the back is to get away from the crowd? So you definitely want to avoid unwanted attention at all costs, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. So sit still, and this will be over soon. Unless you don't want to. All right, I'm just kidding. You're so uptight for someone within neck kisses distance. And I mean it. What do I want? Isn't it kind of obvious by now? For someone who's supposed to be so smart, you're incredibly slow when it comes to this kind of stuff, huh? Do I need to spell it out for you? I want Y-O-U. You. You. Why? Well, why not? I guess you don't fully trust me yet. And here I thought I did enough to convince you last time. Why are you being so hard on yourself? It's not that hard to imagine someone like me being genuinely interested in you. Because I really am. Okay. My feelings then were and still are genuine. Could it be that you still don't believe you deserve this? Are you afraid that you might get hurt if you trust me? Do you still think I have an ulterior motive? Have you ever even considered that I genuinely find you attractive? Attractive enough that I would be doing all of this? If I didn't have an interest in you, would I be here wasting my time like this? Or Do you not find me attractive? Or perhaps you already have a crush on another girl? Yeah, I knew about it. I also happen to know that the girl you got paired up with for the final project is your crush. Is that right? It's not important how I knew that. Answer me. Is that true or not? Is she your crush, and do you have any feelings for her? Answer me. Don't try to change the subject. Look at me. Do you have feelings for her? Yeah? Then what's the difference between me and her? What? Say that again. I'm out of your league. Would you stop with that way of thinking? What makes you think you don't deserve this? Who told you that you don't deserve me? You deserve love just as much as everyone else. You just have to be kinder to yourself. Just because you think you're unattractive to someone doesn't mean I do. You don't get to decide who gets to find you attractive. That's for other people to decide. That's for me to decide. And I have decided that I find you're such a dork. An adorable dork at that. So let me ask you a question. Who do you like? Your crush or me? Who do you want more? And don't lie to me. I will know if you lie, okay? You don't know. Do you want a reminder? Would you like that? Do you know what this is? Yeah, it's my Instagram stories, but look closer. That's you, isn't it? You've liked my stories for days now, ever since we last met. Oh my. Looking at the shock on your face, I'm gonna make a guess that you didn't know about this feature. Yeah, the person posting stories on Instagram can see who hearts it. Up to 48 hours, I think. I don't really remember, but that's the gist of it. And this one was just several minutes ago. Right when I found you in here. You cheeky little... And here, I thought you went all the way back here to get some privacy to study, but you're actually on your phone liking my pictures and stories on Instagram. You creep. I'm just messing with you. I love teasing you. You should know that by now. I'll ask this again. Who do you want? Your crush? The girl you got paired up with for a project? Or me? Don't lie to me. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Aren't they so pretty? Don't you want to look at them forever? Would you like that? Yeah. Then answer my question truthfully. No more lies. No more self-doubt and hate. Trust yourself and let go. Let me in your heart, and I'll make it whole. Do you want me? Or not? Yeah, you want me? Then say it again. With your tongue. Turn your neck a little. Shh. Lower your moans. You don't want others to find out, right? So be quiet. Keep it in. Keep those whimpers for me. Trying to hold back your moans. So cute. My sweet little puppy. What? Are you joking me? This better be important. Hello? Yeah, it's me. Okay, slow down. Ugh. Okay, I'll be right there. Sorry, I gotta go. Girl emergency. Can't say more than that. But this isn't over, alright? I have more plans for you and us. I'm gonna make you obsessed with me. Soon. I mean, I already planted the seed, so it's just a matter of time until I completely take over your life, babe. Okay, I gotta go now. See you soon. Send me a DM of your schedule on Insta, okay? Alright. Goodbye. Hi. Miss me? Of course you do. Judging from your adorable reaction, I can tell you miss me a lot. I'm just teasing you a bit, that's all. But I was correct, wasn't I? You do miss me a lot, right? Come on, be honest. Look at me and tell me truthfully that you miss me a lot. Look at me in the eyes and tell me just how much you miss me. There we go. I miss you too, baby. So, what are you up to at the moment? The final project? Which one? I thought we'd already finished all our finals already. Oh, this is for a different class? Well, when is the due date then? Because isn't this our last week of the semester? You're almost done with it? Okay. If you would have told me, I wouldn't have stopped by. Don't want to be a distraction. Okay, you're right. I would have come here even if you told me not to. I just love watching you study. Or just observing you in general. I don't know. Something about you just makes me want to do that. I could look at you all day every day and not get bored. That and teasing you. Those are quite possibly my two most favorite things to do. Besides a million other things, of course. Why teasing? Maybe because it's really fun to see you flustered. Duh. Seeing your reactions whenever I tease you brings me joy. I told you, it gives me butterflies. Also, don't you have something important to do? I don't know, maybe your last final project, you dork? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now finish it and we can hang out. We'll have the whole weekend plus winter break to ourselves. So don't worry and focus on your work. I'm just gonna lie here on your bed and wait until you're done. Try not to be distracted by me, okay? I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna lie here and wait patiently like the angel that I am. So if you get distracted by me, that's on you. Promise not to bother you? Let me think and I'll get back to you. Just focus on your work. Stop procrastinating and maybe I won't tease you. Did you know that you look very cute while studying? I don't know what it is exactly, but you focusing on your studies is so very attractive to me. Well, you don't have to be studying.
It's just something about you focusing on a task. It makes me wanna make you mine, and only mine. Are you getting a little flustered right now? What's wrong, baby? Could it be that you're embarrassed? Or is there something wrong with the project? Could it be because my words gave you butterflies? Which is it? Don't look at me like that. Focus on your work. Don't pay attention to me and just keep working on your last project of the semester. The quicker you finish it, the quicker we'll be able to hang out. But I do have to say, you being flustered and trying so hard to focus right now makes me want to tease you so bad. I want to kiss you so bad right now. I want to kiss that pretty neck of yours. But I'm not going to do that. Yet. I'll leave you be for now. Can you see how generous of me to not bother you right now? I should be rewarded later, don't you think? What? I'm not doing anything. I'm just gently caressing your arm with my finger. Nothing more than that. If that bothers you, then that's kind of your fault, to be honest. This can hardly count as bothering you. Why? Is this too much for you to handle? Oh, baby, if this is too much, then I wonder how you'd react if I turned it up a notch. Just a tiny, teensy notch. Like what? Wouldn't you like to know, huh? My shy little scholar. Shouldn't you be focusing on the project right now instead of me? Didn't I say earlier that if you're distracted by me, it's your fault? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me with those pretty eyes of yours with bad intentions? Like you want to do something to me? Finish what you're doing, and I promise you, you can do anything you want. Anything you want, baby. We'll do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this really distracting to you? Does this make you feel overwhelmed? Does this make you unable to think straight? Good. Oh, my poor baby is struggling so hard to focus right now. What shall I do to help? Shall I do this? Will this help? A little kiss in your neck. Will that help? I'm just messing with you. Hurry up and finish that project, sweetie. Mommy's waiting for you. Okay, I'll stop for real this time. It's just too much fun to mess with you like that. I can't wait till you're finished so I can feel you in my... Oh, you're done? That's great. Wait, what are you doing? Oh my God, why did you pick me up, you cheeky little... Oh my God, you did not just throw me on your bed like that. What's this? Feeling bold now, aren't we? Taking the initiative. Holding my hands down on top and pinning me down like this. I kind of like this, I'm not going to lie to you. What? You think this is enough to get me flustered? Oh, it would take a lot more than this to make me flustered. I'm the queen of teasing, sweetheart. I'm familiar with this move. But I'll be honest with you. You did give me butterflies when you took a bold first move like that. You have me pinned down at your mercy, and now what? What's your next move? What are you gonna do? Not everyone is cut out for this stuff, and that's okay. I know you won't hurt me because you're a kind and gentle soul. A tough exterior, but soft inside. That's the kind of person you are, and that's okay. I love that about you. I do like seeing you from down here, though, not gonna lie. Here, let's follow my instructions, okay? Yeah? Okay, cool. Now, look at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours and slowly move closer to me. It's important to maintain eye contact because it's more intimate this way and because you want your target to slowly get lost in your eyes, like you're putting a charm on them. Yeah, exactly. Just like I did with you. And it worked every time. They say that eyes are the windows to our soul. But this is more like trying to capture someone else's soul with your eyes. Imprint your image on their brain. Make them unable to forget you. What? Who? I don't know, baby. Some random person said it once. Now it's history, okay? Don't get distracted and focus on the task at hand. All right, sweetie. Now, where were we? Oh, that's right. Maintaining eye contact. Slowly moving in while maintaining eye contact. And keep slowly moving in until you can feel their lips just about an inch or less away. Your lips should kind of hover above their lips. Yeah, that's it. Just like that. Now, what do you think your next move should be? Excuse me? Make me beg for it? Oh, the audacity. You're really getting bold, you know that? You cheeky little brat. I'll remember this. Just you wait. I'll punish you for this. Just you wait. I'll punish you good. Okay. What should your next move be? Kiss me. Your next move should be to kiss me. Don't be hesitant. It's okay, baby. Don't overthink it. Your mind should only think of them in this moment. And in this case, it would be me. Close your eyes and move in to kiss me. What's wrong? Is something on your mind? Oh, you're still worried? About us? About me? What do you mean? Oh, babe, there's nothing to be worried about. I've told you countless times before, my feelings for you are genuine, and I will continue to remind you of that. I want to be with you, because at the end of the day, you're the person I want to come home to. You're the person I want to tell how my day went, to share my happiness, sadness, frustration, and success with. Why you? Well, why not? You're attractive to me, so I want to be with you. Simple as that. I don't care about other things. You're a beautiful person from inside out, and I like that about you. I'll show you love, affection, and care that you truly deserve no matter how hard life gets. Because we are in this together. Just you and me. You're scared? Of what? Oh, honey, it's gonna be okay. You don't have to be afraid. So what if this is your first relationship ever? It's normal to be alone and to not have had a dating life whatsoever until now. It's completely normal to miss out on dating and be lonely and touch-starved. I'm here now. You're going to be okay. Hey, look at me. You're doing just fine, baby. I like you just the way you are, flaws and everything. Because at the end of the day, I choose you, okay? You like that, hmm? You're my one and only, hmm? What's that? What did you just say? Repeat it for me, baby. Don't go shy now. Say it again. What did you just say? What words just came out of your mouth just now? Come on, say it again. No, I want you to say it again. Yeah. And do you mean it truly? I love you too, baby. Will you promise to be mine forever? Yeah. You promise? How was that? Did that ease your worries? Yeah. Remember, you're an amazing person. You're enough for me, and that's all that matters. Just keep being you. What do you want to do now? Dinner, then a movie? Sound good? We can cuddle while watching the movie. Would you like that? You'd love that. Of course you would. What do you want for dinner? Do you want to order food or do you want us to cook something together? Yeah? Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Come here. I love you. Okay, get up. Do you want to pick the movie or the food?